Psalm chapter 37, verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you all, my dear brethren. I want to thank the Lord for today and all of you. May the Lord guide me and bless me as I share the word of God with you all this week, and keep me in your prayers. Psalm 37 verse 29 says, "The righteous children of God, they shall inherit the land and they shall dwell therein forever." But in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, while I was meditating how the Lord spoke about his priest, his servants, how he sees them, it blessed my heart to prepare the sharing for today. And let's all turn our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44. It says, "The rules concerning the priest," the Lord is speaking, how he expected the servants to be in the sanctuary to glorify his name and to fulfill the duties of being his priest. Verse 21 says, "Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court." Now this verse, it's a constant reminder for all of us that when God anointed Aaron to be the high priest of Israel, the people of Israel, he established instructions and commandments for him to obey, to serve him in the holy place. And if we come to the New Testament, when the apostles were seated praying together, resting in the presence of God, when the Lord blessed them with the promise, the power of his resurrection, the Holy Ghost, and those who witnessed the divine gathering, they misunderstood that they were drunk of a new wine. In the book of Ezekiel, the priest shall not drink any wine when they enter into the inner court. So we all know that in this earthly realm, in this world, wine or strong wine or any strong drink represents your mind is compromised. The state of mind is compromised and you are not who you are. The strength, the consciousness, the clarity, the ability to understand what glorifies God and what not, when that balance is taken out by your weariness, your pain, your misunderstandings, your confusions, any thoughts that can be the wine of your mind to bring you down from being steadfast in the word of God, the Lord says, do not carry such wine in your heart, in your mind, when you enter into the holy place to meet me face to face. So from the wilderness, the tabernacle, and in the book of Ezekiel, beautiful visions, deeper revelation, how the Lord spoke through the watchman, and in the New Testament, how the Lord allowed his apostles to perform that ministry of reconciliation for the redemption of his souls. Now, we are witnessing all of this, the work of the Lord in the past, in the present, and what he will do with the hope of eternal glory. The bride of Christ, the Lord has given us this manna, the fresh manna every day, for us to reflect our life, and to learn from our Lord, our Savior, the only Savior, the Redeemer, how the Scripture is teaching us what the Lord did in the past, what He is doing today, and what He will do tomorrow, and what He is expecting from every one of us. What is our desire? What do we really want? Because David says, the righteous children of God will inherit the land. Is it our goal? Is it your goal that we will enter into the inner courts of the Lord to do the duty, to perform the service, to please Him, to glorify Him, and that's it? Then we will inherit the land. Is it our only ambition that we want to enter into the blessed rest, that we will escape from death, sufferings, judgment, condemnation? But what book of Ezekiel is teaching all of us? Verse 21 says, the priest of the Lord shall enter into the inner court with a state of mind. But why he said that is because in verse 27, it says, in the day that he goeth into the sanctuary unto the inner court to minister in the sanctuary, he shall offer his sin offering, saith the Lord God. That is concerning a person who was waiting for 7 days after the result of the sin, that he is going through a cleansing process to be clean, to be washed, to overcome what defiled that person. But spiritually, if we look at all of us, what the Lord is doing to all of us, 7 church ages, the word of the Lord is teaching us that we are all purified, refined, like silver, like how the vessels were washed, like 7 times. Now, verse 27 says, when we enter into the sanctuary, unto the inner court, to minister unto Him, so to serve the Lord according to His will and pleasure, the Bible says, verse 28, it shall be unto them, to those people of God, to those children of God, it shall be unto them for an inheritance. Now we are all going to hear what the Lord is going to say. What is the inheritance? Because book of Psalms says, the righteous shall inherit the land. And here Ezekiel 44 verse 28 says, it shall be unto them for an inheritance, but I am their inheritance. The Lord says, I am who I am. And I am the inheritance of my priest who will minister unto me in the inner court, who can enter into the inner court without any unacceptable thoughts, intents, the Babylonian wine, the earthly, wicked, dishonest thoughts, circumcising our heart, our mind from all of this, enter into the inner court as a child of God. And the Lord says, to them, I am their inheritance. And the verse continues by saying, and he shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the grace of God, this is the sharing for this week. The series will be on my inheritance and my possession. Because the Lord said, I am thy inheritance. And the Lord said, I am thy possession. What do I want to inherit? What do I want to possess? What do I want to keep for myself? What do I want to own? What do I want to receive as a reward for my work, for my life? What is my desire? What is my ambition? What is my goal? Why I am serving the Lord? Why I am in the fellowship? Why I am with the brethren? Why I am serving the Lord? What is the real reason for all of this? Is it for someone? Is it for something? Is it to get something? Is it to go to a place, a better place? Is it to be happy and joyful? What exactly we want? But the Lord has spoken very clearly in Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 28. which is the foundation of the series this week, I am your inheritance, I am your possession. It's a very beautiful promise from the Lord. It's a very beautiful gift from the Lord. How he spoke to Abraham, I am thy exceedingly great reward. The word reward could be misunderstood as a sign of victory because we did something, that we were working on something and we received the reward. But here the Lord says in Ezekiel, I am your inheritance. The word inheritance is seen from a different perspective in the book of Proverbs. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Proverbs to see how the wisdom of the king is teaching us concerning the word inheritance. Proverbs chapter 13, 1-3, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 1-3, verse 22. It says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to children and children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, a good man will leave his inheritance to his children's children. So it goes on for generations. And that defines a man, a good man, because he wants to pass on that light, that blessing, that inheritance to his children and his children as the character goes down, as the good tidings goes down all the way, as long as the generations that come after embrace the same and pass down to the next generation. Because the inheritance is a sign of life that continues. It's like a seed that is keep on being sown. And in chapter 17 verse 2 says, a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, from a good man in chapter 13, now we are moving on to a wise servant in chapter 17. It says, he will rule over a son who causes shame, and he shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. So it is shared among the brethren because of the wise servant. So let's remember this: good man from chapter 13, wise servant from chapter 17. Inheritance is passed to generations after generations, children's children. And here in verse 7, chapter 17 verse 2, it says, inheritance is shared among the brethren. Amen. Now let's go to chapter 20 verse 21. Proverbs 20, 21. It says, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. So, the one who is searching after something, he find what he desires desperately because that has become his focus. So, he receives what he wants. Now, let's keep this in our heart. A good man, a wise man, and now, a man who seek after righteousness and mercy, but he findeth life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, may the Lord guide us as we will read what is written after the Holy Ghost was given when the apostolic ministry began. Apostle Peter, Apostle John, Apostle Paul, they are spreading the gospel. The name of Jesus Christ is spreading across the region that time. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. So here we are going to focus on how the power of resurrection, atonement of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that opened the doors of salvation for all of us, redefine the word inheritance. Chapter 1 verse 11, it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So there is a counsel of the will of God, and after that he is working everything towards that, and that becomes the purpose of him. In that purpose that we are all predestinated, and in that predestination the Lord says you have obtained an inheritance. What the book of Ezekiel says, I am thy inheritance, I am thy possession. Now verse 12 says, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12, as we continue, it says that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. That inheritance has a purpose, and that purpose is that will praise and exalt the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of receiving the inheritance, which is again to the glory of the Lord, to exalt the name of the Lord. And that inheritance has a reason, has a purpose that we all received. Verse 18, Ephesians 1 verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise the Lord. It says, the Lord enlightened our understanding that we will receive the hope of his calling, to understand the hope of the eternal glory. And in that glory, the riches of that glory, his inheritance is in the saints. That reminds us that glory of the Lord is in the midst of God's children. Amen. And Proverbs says, the wise servant and the inheritance, the part of that inheritance is among the brethren. A good man leaveth his inheritance for children's children. Amen. Now, let us remember, every one of us, a brother in Christ, a sister in Christ, we all have experience in our life, the impact of having a good family member. It could be your parents, it could be your siblings, it could be your children, it could be your relatives, it could be your friends. But as a congregation of the Lord, we are all united by one blood, one spirit, one baptism, one faith, one truth, one Lord, one Savior. We are all united by that one shepherd. And we do share the same inheritance among us, for we are the heavenly partakers of that calling. But the Lord is reminding us, are you sharing that inheritance, which is he himself? That possession, which is he himself, to others in the exact same way without being corrupted. Because David says, righteous shall inherit the land. Ezekiel says, the Lord said, I am your inheritance. And the apostles say, the glory of his inheritance is in the saints, is in us, in every one of us, the seeds of God. May the Lord guide us as we examine our hearts, examine our intents today. What exactly is that I want? Now I am brother in Christ, I am a sister in Christ, in the congregation, in the fellowship, in the ministry of the Lord's reconciliation, redemption. I am the part of the body of Christ, the member of the body of Christ. And the Lord is discerning the body. The Lord is guiding the body, because he is the mind, he is the life, he is the spirit, he is everything for us. Now the question to all of us is, do we have that deeper understanding that the Lord is my inheritance, he is my possession, or do we have some other expectations? May the Lord guide us as we continue this week. God bless you all. Shalom, and have a blessed day in Christ. Amen.